producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. One of my favorites, of course, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob Ney, how are you? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, you're like pegging in the red at 10, right?
I'm better than I deserve.
That's I like 11. That. That's a good one. 11's good. All right, I'll tell you what. The news just keeps getting worse, so it seems, from, I say, the quicksands of the Middle East. Now you've got this new armed group in Algeria, and then you have this Frenchman that was abducted in Algeria who was beheaded, and they, of course, it goes viral. It's another video that's been posted online. I mean, this is terrible.
He was a hitchhiker. He was in Turkey. Algeria had no connections to anything. He just happened to be French. And, of course, they put out the call. And, you know, they call them now lone wolves. They really maybe not – they haven't maybe even met ISIS, but they're now acting as lone wolves. And we've – you know, they've been afraid that's going to happen here with people that are off balance that are going to think, wow, I'm going to be part of this thing. So, yeah, those were lone wolf activities, as they call it. A ton of splinter groups out there, you know. We killed the head of one of them, who was the splinter group that was trying to actually bomb one of the airliners coming into America. We know that now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just barbaric. It's unbelievable. It's awful. And like you said, the lone wolf scenario is pretty troublesome, and that's what the CIA is saying, and this is what, you know, the whole war room is saying, that they're the scariest thing to them is the whole lone wolf deal, because how do you stomp that out? That's like whack-a-mole, but it's a serious game of whack-a-mole, and that's tough to do.
Oh, it is, and that's why today the president, I think, gave an amazing address to the United Nations where he didn't just say, you know, we're not going to take this. He went through, you know, what this is really about. And made an appeal. Maybe he'll catch the ear of some younger people in the Muslim world that don't want to follow the radical element, you know. But I think the president, honestly, today just did an amazing job at the UN, and he wasn't defensive. He was on the offense.
Yeah, he said it's interesting you say that, because he stressed the importance, the role that the Muslim communities also can play in rejecting extremist ideology. We talk about that all the time, and we've talked with Muslim people on the air about what's happening, and it's exactly what you said. First of all, starting with young people, but just in general, the role that some of these areas can play in saying, let's make sure you understand we are not at war with Islam. It's these extremists, correct?
Yes, and he also reached out, and he, you know, and I know he's going to get criticized for this, because, you know, some people want to hear, we're just going to get you. But he also, you know, reached out in various ways to say to the Arab nations, for example, you know, in the Muslim nations, that you have to stand up to this. You know, you've also got to heed the call. Send a message to Russia. Do you want to go back to the Cold War? People can't bully countries. And made a comment on Israel and the Palestinian situation, and then, of course, Ebola. So he covered a wide variety, but the main deal was of course, Syria and Iraq. But he doesn't go there as George Bush went there, and I hate to even put Colin Powell in the, you know, he was roped into that. We know that now. But as they went, he didn't go. This was a different world. He went with five Sunni nations, you know, behind him today to the United Nations, supporting him. And people know what ISIS is. They were lured into the weapons of mass destruction hype that didn't exist, but they know what ISIS is.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and the last thing, this Ebola, boy, it's scary, the numbers they're putting out of where we could actually hit over a million. And you even sent me something a link to something that talked about helping with the Ebola issue can be incredibly dangerous in other ways. And you talked about a Red Cross team that was attacked while they were collecting bodies that were infected.
You know, I started wondering about all the military troops we were sending. You know, the whole Washington press corps has been like, you know, what's that about? Well, actually, this kind of clears it up in a sense. Red Cross team were attacked. They were trying to take people to bury them. People didn't want the bodies taken, or they didn't want them removed, so the team was attacked while they were collecting the bodies that were believed to be infected with Ebola. And one of the Red Cross workers is recovering from being wounded in the neck in the attack on Tuesday, yesterday. So, I mean, it's a real problem. And then when you add in these numbers, Kate, because when you and I first talked about this on your show, we were at about, I believe, 390 to 500 some people.
Yeah.
It has now progressed to 22,000, and they're saying anywhere from 600,000 to potentially 1.4 million, wild figures, but in January of this upcoming year. You start to look at those numbers, and that is beyond epidemic. You know, that's horrific. So the United States has stepped up to the plate way above and beyond the call, and hopefully President's plea to the United Nations will get them more activated than they have been.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Coming up in this hour of America tonight, somebody who has a much different opinion than Bob Ney on how the president sounded, Dr. Harlan Ullman. He is a senior advisor and member of the Strategic Advisors Group at the Atlantic Council. What does that mean to you? Nonpartisan think tank in the field of national security. So what's his background? He led over 150 combat patrols and missions in Vietnam in swift boats, and later commanded a destroyer in the Persian Gulf. And for 3 or 4 years, he oversaw the course of military strategy at the National War College in Washington, D.C., and for three decades, he played a very active role in formulation of national security policy in Washington, NATO, and foreign capitals in Europe, the Middle East, South Asia, and the Far East. So he has a different look at this in saying, we are treating the symptoms. We are treating the symptoms of what is happening with this Khorasan group, the group that had toothpaste that was jimmy-rigged. They were going to have that on planes where they could blow us up, Americans and others heading to the United States from different parts of the world. And he talks about what has to happen to really turn that corner and make the change and what caused all of that. So he thinks the Arab world is not doing enough, that we have to wait and see, but now it's just looking more as though they're being very cautious with how much they are invested in this process of getting rid of the Islamic jihadists, which starts with the Islamic State, of course. So the Prez declaring the world at a crossroads between war and peace, leading that coalition to dismantle the network of death is what he talked about. That's wreaked havoc in the Middle East and has drawn us back into military action once again. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, I wrote a piece on the F-22s finally in action after we spent a bunch of dough on what looked to be a worthless piece of equipment key in nailing some spots for the Khorasan group and also part of the airstrikes in Syria. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to break down a few other things, including something from the world of sports. Hang on. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Two, three, four. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh, ooh. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ah, yes. Thanks for joining us on the flip side here on America Tonight. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, our pal Brandon Lang joins us to get you warmed up for Nail the Score in the last segment of the following hour. Your chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. The computer randomly picks the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You just call in, you tell me who you think is going to win, and then what you think the final score is going to be. That's all it is. Just a guess. I'm just guessing, but it's looking like the Dodgers are going to wrap up the NL West with a win over San Francisco. That's my sports note. I promised I would jam into the middle of odds and ends. The bottom of the seventh, the Dodgers leading San Francisco 5-1. You know, the Dodgers used to be that team that everybody rooted for when there was the handful of baseball teams. Kind of like the Yankees, I suppose, the team you love to hate or you love to love. Kind of like the Dallas Cowboys in football, America's team, or not America's football team, depending on your point of view. And the Dodgers were that same kind of team, I think, along with the Yankees. And then when they moved to the West Coast from New York, it really irked a lot of people back in those days and cut off a lot of the fan base. But there were so many people that still rooted for the Dodgers. The other sports note is you heard the story about Tony Stewart, who ran over Kevin Ward Jr. and he was killed. Well, prosecutors announced that a grand jury had decided against criminal charges against the three-time NASCAR champ Stewart in that August death. They say the victim, Kevin Ward Jr., was under the influence, and this is kind of an interesting twist here, he was under the influence of marijuana the night of the accident, enough to impair his judgment. And they looked at the videos and they thought that there was no aberrationals, what they called it, driving by Tony Stewart. So this is 7 weeks after that car, after Stewart's car, hit and killed Ward during a dirt track race on August 9th. And Tony Stewart might be brash and he might be quick-tempered, but he's very, very popular. You know, his nickname is Smoke because he's so fast. And he dumped out of NASCAR for a few weeks after that accident. I mean, it's obviously a tragic accident. And then he suddenly returned to the Sprint Cup circuit. I mean, he's certainly one of the biggest stars with all the wins he's amassed and, you know, everything else. So this chapter now is over. They said they investigated it. The sheriff said they investigated it over and over again, and they said they just didn't have the evidence to suggest that Stewart was trying to harm the other driver at the track. They couldn't see it. Ward had spun while racing alongside Tony Stewart. Then the 20-year-old jumped out of his car, walked down the track, waving his arms to try to confront Tony Stewart. And then the first car, after the first car to pass Ward, swerved to avoid hitting him. The front of Stewart's car looked like it cleared him, but then he was struck by the rear tire and went flying through the air, and he died of blunt force trauma. I mean, yeah, awful. You know, the Ward family was upset. Kevin Ward's father said there was no reason that an experienced driver like Stewart would have had that happen, and, you know, they weren't happy with the results of the grand jury, because they say that, look, all the other cars were reducing their speed. They weren't accelerating except for Tony Stewart, who intentionally tried to intimidate him by accelerating and sliding his car toward him, causing the tragedy. And they said the focus should have been on the actions of Tony Stewart and not on their son, Kevin. And they say they're not going to stop here, that they're going to pursue all remedies in fairness to their son. Wow. Yeah, it's a very, very sad, sad chapter, I think, in what happened there. All right, bouncing back around to, you know, what I like to call, fondly, odds and ends. And throughout the show, of course, we're going to weave in conversation about what the president had to say as far as ISIS is concerned and what the coalition is going to do in the conversation afterwards, after his speech at the United Nations, and was this the moment for him, as Bob Ney thinks, or the guest you're going to hear coming up next, Harlan Ullman, thinks the opposite, that he was all over the map and tried to make too many points, and that was the problem, instead of sticking with a few key things. Either way, there's been reaction to it on this whole war on terror, what it was before. Of course, no one's calling it, or the United States isn't calling it a war, what it was before and what it is now. And the big thing is, as you heard us discuss there, this group linked to the Islamic State killed a French hostage. There is no end in sight to what they'll do. And beheading is the signature call for the black flag, black wearing terror thugs. The Algerian extremist group linked to Islamic State decapitated that French hostage that I mentioned in retaliation for, they say, France's airstrikes against the militants, because it was the French that were flying. We were hitting Khorasan on that particular, at that particular moment. And they abducted Herve Gourdel on Sunday, and they said he would be killed within 24 hours unless France ended its airstrikes against ISIS fighters in Iraq. That didn't happen. So then they decided, all right, we're going to follow through with this. The video was posted. And Gourdel was a 55-year-old mountaineering guide from Nice. He was seized in the mountains of northern Algeria. And, of course, Francois Hollande, the president of France condemned the killing of him, of Godel, and said that France would continue its fight against the Islamic State group, that they were not going to rest, and that he was dead because he was a representative of the people, our people, and that defends human dignity against barbarity, and his determination is total. This was Hollande, and the attack only reinforces it. We'll continue to fight terrorism everywhere. He was speaking from the UN General Assembly meetings in New York on the side when he was asked and told about the video and whatnot. And the video was very similar to the videos that were released of the two American journalists and a British aid worker in the last couple of weeks. And instead of showing President Obama, it showed Hollande. And in the video, the masked gunmen pledged their allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group, al-Baghdadi, and said they were fighting his enemies. They criticized the French attacks in Iraq, as well as the intervention against any of the radical Islamists in Mali. So, you know, here we go. We've got just yet another video, another beheading, another horrific thing that has happened because of this ISIL group, and that they vow to stop at absolutely nothing and to keep going and going and going. So the U.S. Embassy in Algiers renewed its travel warning for Algeria, urging Americans traveling there to exercise extreme vigilance in their movements. But that would be pretty frightening, wouldn't it? You wake up one day, and I think this is going to happen in a lot of different places as we continue to move forward in this. It's not, you know, it might be Algeria one day, and it's going to be something else the next day, some other country, some other place, because they are hell-bent on trying to use the power of the knife and the beheading and video and social media as their weapon of choice to push back anybody who dares to impede them, but it's not happening. It's not working. Seriously, the more they do that, it only adds more fuel to the fire, if anything. And I guess they just don't realize it. They just don't realize that, if anything, they're igniting the flames even more. All right, coming up, as I said, Dr. Harlan Ullman, an expert on the Middle East and national security. We talk to him about what is happening, what should happen, and the goings on as far as this mission is concerned with the coalition. Hang with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I've got economic decline. The day is gloomy. And it's like a lost spirit. A recession. When day is black. And since you cut me down, big feel corrupt. A universe. A degenerate. A way down. A contaminated. Criminal seeking the swamp. You can cut me down. Top and fall. Your house. Give me a move. Kick it.
The president today addresses the UN, talking about the situation with ISIS. And, of course, we've had the airstrikes that have been ongoing and the coalition that's formed and all the things surrounding ISIS or ISIL and trying to eliminate now what King Abdullah is talking about, the evil versus good. And we are in, needless to say, interesting times, my friends. And all of you know we've been talking about this every single night on America Tonight. Right now, welcoming to the show once again, Dr. Harlan Ullman. He's terrific. And, again, what a pedigree he has. For three decades, he played a very active role in the formulation of national security policy in Washington, NATO, and foreign capitals of Europe, the Middle East, South Asia, and the Far East. And he is somebody who we've had on the show before. And many of you sent me tons of emails about what, Harlan had to say. So welcome back to the show. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Glad to be back with you.
I'm sure you heard what the president had to say, the gist of it. If, you know, there's so many things we could pull out of it, but the main thrust was calling on the Muslim world to reject ISIS in his address. And he spoke, you know, just hours after the last strikes against the militant targets, I guess you would say, in Syria. First of all, what would you say about the speech? Do you think it was an effective speech?
No, I don't. I think the speech covered too many issues. I think it had to be far more specific on two or three or four points and bring them home. I could not agree more that the president is right, that the defeat of ISIS, and I prefer calling them enemies of Islam, is really going to be entirely dependent upon rallying the Arab and Muslim world, because the United States and the West cannot deal with it by themselves, nor should we. Because if we do, it will be seen as an American versus IS battle, and that will absolve the Arab and Muslim world for coming from grips with the key issues that have persisted for decades and decades, which really have got us to this position where you've got ethnic, religious, geostrategic, and economic fractures that have become so great. This is the time that they need to be healed. I think that this is one of the defining points, not only for the Obama administration, but a defining point perhaps as dramatic as the end of the Cold War or September 11th. But it's going to take time, and it's going to take patience, and it's going to take huge diplomatic skills on the part of the United States and those countries that work with us to defeat this clear and present danger.
Do you feel like, from what we've heard, that the Arab, and as somebody who's dealt with this, do you feel like the Arab nations are on board?
They're very, very ambivalent. I have a new book coming out, Kate. I'm going to plug it unabashedly for a second because I think it is relevant here. It's called A Handful of Bullets, How the Murder of Archduke Ferdinand Still Menaces the Peace. As everybody knows, Ferdinand was killed 1914 in Sarajevo. That started World War I, but also laid the seas for World War II and the Cold War. But what we don't understand is that, ironically and parenthetically, four new horsemen of the apocalypse have been created over the past 100 years that menace us. The first is failed or failing government. The second is economic despair, disparity, and dislocation. The third is radical ideology in the form of perverted religion. And fourth are environmental calamities. Now, these are the causes. And in the past, we've dealt with the symptoms. The Islamic State is a symptom. And if we only deal with a symptom, we're never going to get to the causes of this, and so this will be a persistent and continuing danger that exists. And I think what we have to realize, obviously we need to go and relieve some of the symptoms, but we have to focus on the causes, and I have a number of suggestions and recommendations as how we can do that.
All right, give us one of the things we can do, one of the causes you talk about in the book.
The first thing that we have to do is we have to confront the Arab and the Islamic world that this is a threat to their future and existence. For example, in Iraq, the Iraqi government must become far more inclusive. One of the reasons that the Islamic State formed was because of the incompetence of Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, who still is in the government, who disassociated and left out the Sunnis. And so you had the very significant part of the population that became disenfranchised and became desperate. So that has got to change. The Iraqi army, which we spend $25 billion and years turning into a formidable force, was allowed to erode. That has got to be fixed because the Iraqi army and the Iraqi security forces have to regain their own lands. The Saudis have got to realize that they have been duplicitous. On the one hand, they've said they are our friends. And second, on the other, they have funded privately a lot of these Salafist and Wahhabi extremist Islamic organizations. That's got to stop. Similarly, the United States has to realize or decide what is the biggest danger. Is the bigger danger the Islamic State or Assad or Iran? Because we cannot take on the Islamic State and Assad in Syria and Iran at the same time. So very much the way that Churchill allied Britain with the Soviet Union and Stalin after Hitler invaded Russia in 1941, and Richard Nixon went to China in 1972 because he saw Russia and the Soviet Union as the largest threat, we have got to realize some way, shape, or form that at least having a slight rapprochement or some arrangement with Iran and Assad, however despicable we may think they are, is critical to winning against the Islamic State. And while we do that, we also have to put in place for the long term things to deal with the causes. And I will make three quick suggestions. First, we need to establish a coalition among the Arab and Islamic states that is similar to NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. In this case, it's a confederation that is dealing with terrorism and these radical groups. And they've got to do so for the same reason that NATO was formed, to deal with Soviet aggression. Second, there needs to be a Marshall Plan. This is not going to be funded by the United States, but the oil-rich Arab states have got tons of money. And over time, they have got to put together a fund that will be useful in the Arab and Islamic world to help rebuild those societies. For example, people in Egypt who live on $2 a day cannot expect to become part of a democracy or an open society. And thirdly, we need a strong counter-narrative to take on the ideology of the Islamic State, delegitimizing it, demeaning it, and making it very difficult for people to accept the rather perverted views of Islam that the IS propagates. Those are three of the ideas I think that we need to begin considering now if we're going to win over the longer term.
If we only work on the symptoms, what do you fear? Can we expect that we keep hearing about attacks that are thwarted? As somebody who dealt with this, who watched for many, many decades and you were involved, is this something as Americans we should be really, really concerned about?
Well, it's not so much the attacks. They're going to happen. They're going to be terrorist organizations of one sort or another. They may be Islamic. Remember, 1995, Timothy McVeigh blew up the Murrow Building in Oklahoma City. He was an American who served in the Army. So these attacks, regardless of the source, are going to be coming. But let me put this into a very simple analogy that people can understand. You've just come back from your doctor, and the doctor has said you have potentially a life-threatening disease. Now, we can deal with it by giving you aspirins and making sure you don't have headaches and the symptoms are being dealt with, or we can put you on a strong course of chemotherapy, which is going to be painful and difficult, but can cure the disease. Which would you pick? And in a very simple sense, that is the choice that we have before us. We can try and work on the margin, or we can bite on the bullet and say this is a real issue and we have to put our collective shoulders together. I think dealing with only the symptoms, which is the politically easier thing to do, is something that will be more readily acceptable to politicians, but I don't think that will work over the longer term.
Yeah, well said. I like the analogy. Hey, and lastly, Dr. Ullman, you've heard of this group, the Khorasan Group. As much as I've been digging, I had never heard of them. How threatening are they?
Well, they're reasonably threatening. They are al-Qaeda. They are dedicated to trying to attack the United States. They are very innovative. They have come up with the underwear bomber and all sorts of other things. Mm. And we have to realize that these kinds of groups will persist in small numbers. It's never probably in our lifetime going to be a chance to go through the airports without stripping down to all these searches, because this is going to persist. And in some ways, it's going to become even more difficult when the bad guys decide that cyber is something that's a more attractive and easier weapon of choice. You've obviously read about the theft of all the ID cards from many, many, many companies and how this is now showing up, people's accounts, et cetera. Well, if people become smart and they really want to use cyber, they can become even far more damaging, to affect stock markets, to affect financial markets, to affect currency, so forth and so on. And I believe this is the next wave that we will see, which is going to be destructive, not in the sense of bombs blowing up people and buildings, but doing real economic damage. But that is coming, and it will not only be limited to terrorist organizations, it will be also part of criminal functions, people trying to steal money using a different tool.
Mm. Dr. Ullman, thanks so much for coming on. We'll look for your book that's coming out soon, right?
Coming out soon, and have me back when it comes out, because there are a lot of other things that people will find in that book very interesting, including an idea to make all members of Congress, before they vote on a bill, swear or pledge that they have read and understood it. A revolutionary thought.
Yeah, I like that. I like that one a lot. Thanks, Harlan. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.
My pleasure.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Billsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com. Phil'sGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. The reason you hear my voice is because I did not win the ultimate power play number-wise. Powerball, 7, 14, 21, 24, 41, 26. Powerball was 4. You know what it would have been? There's my ticket. It would have been 134 million cash option, and I would have went right to my friend Brandon Lang and looked at a couple of his plays. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
So I'm flying back from New York to Florida. I had to do some film work up in New York today for some stuff on the website. And so I'm at JFK. I'm flying back, and I'm sitting at the bar, and literally I look up, and two seats over is Naomi Campbell. And I'm sitting there checking her out, and she's checking me out, and I'm checking her out. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to walk up here and give her my line, because that's just the kind of guy I am. I said, she'll probably shoot me down. I said, that's fine. But I'm Big Daddy from Cincinnati, and I'll bring it against anybody. So I rolled right up to her, took my scotch on the rocks, and I said, hey, and I've used this line for you, but I'll use it again. I said, what's up, baby girl? I said, you know, I've been waiting for this day to meet you, and I've always wanted to tell you, if looking good were a crime, you'd be on death row. And ladies and gentlemen, She smiled. She laughed. She gave me that little accent. Actually, sit down, had a cocktail, and had a conversation with her. How about that?
Oh, that's great.
Langer.
I love that story. You are always bringing it, I'm telling you, in all directions.
There's no stone unturned with the banger. Anyway.
I love that. I love that. All right. Yep. So you probably weren't talking too much about football with Naomi, although she's a little bit of a sports fan, I think, but you were probably talking about other things.
Well, I told her about Two for the Money, and I told her about meeting De Niro, who she dated for a while. And I've said this before, and all my time spent in Hollywood and all my time spent around famous people, including professional athletes. If you meet them out of the blue and you can drop a name and a significant statement behind it that you know this person, that's a common denominator between you and them, and usually that wall will come down pretty quick. And that's kind of what happened there. And it was pretty cool 5 to 7 minutes. I'll say that much.
Awesome. I love it. The De Niro thing was good. It was good that you said that. This past weekend, boy, the Packers no show, 1-2. Now on Sunday in that 1 o'clock kickoff, they're taking on the Bears. This is a game I just wanted to ask you about because I know we have a lot of Bears fans in the audience that actually want to lay a little money on their team. Would you touch this game?
No, I wouldn't touch it with the injuries the Bears have. And then the line dictates the fact that you can't touch it. It opened up Bears -1.5. The Green Bay now to a 1.5-point favorite. And when you start to break down Green Bay's success against Chicago, they've covered 6 of the last 7, including the last 4 at Soldier Field. So you certainly have success on Green Bay's side. Chicago off the back-to-back emotional national TV games on Sunday night, Monday night. How much do they have the gas tank with the debate? I'm probably going to step back and just watch this game from afar. The line most certainly tells you to play the Bears and go against the 3.5-point, 4-point line move, which you have right now. And that line probably might go up to 3 by kickoff. So that's definitely a game I'll stay away from.
All right, I love that. You got a bigger line with the Colts, 7.5. The Colts are hosting the Titans. Is this an easy play? I mean, the over-under is 46.5.
Yeah, it's funny. Locker's banged up. What you're seeing from the Colts right now is they're scoring on anybody. And Andrew Luck's the number one fantasy football quarterback points-wise in the NFL. So most certainly, you would think the right side of the game is the Colts minus the points. But that 7.5 number is a weird number in a game like that. And yeah, Tennessee down, lost to Dallas, and got blown out at Cincinnati. I got a sneaky suspicion that Tennessee will be able to do some things offensively against that Colts defense and stay within the number. I think this number's a bit inflated for the Colts' big win at Jacksonville.
Yeah, interesting. What, of all the games on the board, what game do you like the best?
I mean, right now, the one game to me that I don't understand the line is why Frisco's laying that many to Philadelphia. I know it's a tough spot for Philly traveling cross-country, but can you really trust San Francisco to lay 5? I mean, maybe Colin Kaepernick shows up and becomes Joe Montana for a day, but what have you seen from, you know, the only way the Niners blow or cover that number against Philadelphia if Nick Foles turns it over 3 times. That's the only way. Other than that, there's no way in my mind Frisco banged up Vernon Davis, who may not play, we don't know yet. That number should be 3. I know it's off a big win against Washington at home, off a Monday night win against the Colts, but I haven't seen anything from the Niners defense that leads me to believe that they're going to be able to shut down Philadelphia for 60 minutes.
Yeah, so that's probably one to stay away from. I mean, that's tight. That's, you know, or take the Eagles side because of the line.
Right, but listen, after winning my biggest play of the year on Sunday with Seattle, in the manner of which I won it, I'm feeling pretty good about rolling the dice with anything next Sunday. You win a game like that, a game you had won, then you have the game lost, then you need a two-point conversion, you got to win the coin toss, and you got to score a touchdown, or you're not covering the five. So for all those elements to happen, I'm feeling pretty good about this Sunday.
You know what? It's funny you say that. That's like a scene from the movie, Two for the Money, sweating out a big game.
When you have the game won 17-3, then you get the safety 17-5, then your defense stops them, then Russell Wilson throws the pick, and they score 17-12. So now it's 17-12. And then they're up 20-12. And then 58 seconds, no timeouts, and you just watch their defense implode. And you go from having someone stab you in your heart, knowing that if they don't get the two-point conversion, you got no shot. They get the two-point conversion, so you're like, yeah, I have a shot here. I need the ball first. What are you calling? Tails. And as soon as that thing hit heads, I said, I'm fine. I'm fine. They're going to do just like they did in Chicago 2 years ago, where they won the coin toss, took the ball, went right down the field and scored a touchdown and won by 6 in overtime. I tell you what, Seattle's the one team in the NFL. I don't know why I go against them when I do go against them, because every time I go with them, they cover for me. They cover more than they don't. When that team's so good to me, it's unbelievable. I don't think I'll go against them the rest of the year.
Yeah, all right, there you go. You heard it from Brandon. Hey, we have like a minute left. Cowboys and the Saints. Would you go there? That's, what, the Saints giving up 3. I know you're thinking about Tony Romo. Tony Romo.
All I'm going to say about Tony Romo is I need Tony Romo to put up some slow-mo in the show-mo. I'm going to play over the posted total in that one, and I'm going to leave the side alone. I think Breeze and Romo are going to light it up, and I don't know how that game stays under. I don't. So I'll play the over in that game all day long.
All right, I love that. It's 53.5. Brandon Lang, thanks so much. Check him out, brandonlang.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Cocktails with Naomi. Holla.
I love it.
Okay, talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, man. Yep. Yeah, you got to love it. He gave you a great piece of advice, though. It's so true. When you have a brush with fame, you know, when you have one of those brushes, if you have a connection to them through somebody that you met, whatever, you met on a set, or in his case, how he had met De Niro, immediately there's a much bigger opening, and look what happened with him. And, you know, it's interesting, too, in looking at these games. Coming up in our next hour, remember, we have Nail the Score. And there you call in. It's our last segment. Tell us who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. So you have to have your crystal ball out. And if you're lucky and you win, then you win the fabulous prizes from America tonight. Plus, you get bragging rights all day long. Woo! Remember, next hour, last segment. Thanks for hanging with us here on ACN.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.